Okay, weiter wird Rina nun sein. So we discovered a big secret here. It's a very powerful tool and it requires work. When a person is facing a Torah and the Shaare Brocha are closed in front of him, like in the times of Eichel, as Yirmiyah clear. Kumi Rini Belaila. Get up and sing at night. Night representing their darkness, where they're the Hester. Nifla v'neira. Weiter. Zeus v'oid. Kol peiva. Hamagia l'odom. Hareba isa rege. Nifchas lo shar. Well, Cain han hoga han tzchutz ma'oid la'maisa shel kol teiva v'rochus de makabel miad la'hoide su de shabeches ha'kodesh baruch hu. Any goodness that comes to a person, any bracha that comes to a person, at that moment, we don't understand what these words mean, but there's a gate that opens. And therefore, the most important thing that a person can do, la'maisa, is on every bracha and goodness that comes to a person, is miyad, immediately, to praise and thank Hashem. That causes that gate that opened for a split second to let the bracha come down. It leaves that gate open. So that the goodness that he got, this goodness that he got, that will remain there, tomid. And also, the Indian says, "Spo lo od brochas," in order that he should get more brochas. Aval, im einu moide umshabeach tekef. If you don't thank Hashem immediately, olulu laabet gam tei vazu im itgoros shara brocha. Could be the gate gets closed, and then you lose that brocha. V'klal godlu shetzarich ledas. Sha. A gate that when it's open already, kal yoyse lachziko patuch, but it's toise mechadash. It's much easier to keep an open gate open than to open it in the first place. Every bracha that comes to us comes through an opening. As that thing opens, you can keep it open with shevach vahidoyo. And when it's open, you can go in there and take whatever you want.
And I'll break and give you all brochas because Mamish the bro. I got an aliyah today for getting a new baby girl, and I got a brocha. I said the aliyah, but mazel tov. So I want to wish you all, give you brochas at the shefa, and this gate that's open should all come to us. May your gates be open.
And now, my brother. Listen to a very, very big general principle. Nothing brings brocha and yeshua like simcha v'tuv leivov. Because we don't know what simcha is, but when we find out what it is, that's what gives brocha. And nothing brings in its wake problems and bad stuff like sadness. I was terrified. How does he translate? I was terrified and it overtook me. That which I dreaded will come to me. If you look in the Beis HaLevi's Maimer on B'toch, and he talks about this a lot. The thing you're worrying about, if you're worrying about something, you're bringing it into your life by worrying about it.
The first part is doing
nothing brings bracha and Yeshua into a person's life in simcha b'tuv leivo, and nothing brings bad stuff into your life like sadness. And the pasuk says, when I was scared, that's what brought it to me. I was worried about the problem. That's what brings the problem. When a person has a certain loss, or bol yadeya kachla atzbus, and he brings about sadness, I have said b'moment sh'olu lavo k'toytzo mi atzvusoy, godel la in erach me have said sh'koru v'gorem atzvus. There's something that causes the sadness. That sadness will bring you a problem much bigger than the thing that caused the sadness. U'b'mokim sh'yeh simcha ha'leiva o ha'chedva sh'am sh'yeh ha'brocha v'atzlocha. And the goyim know this as well. They've made studies and they've shown that societies that aren't happy, there's crime and there's this, and inside they're trying to find ways to make people happy. Most books written today are about how to be happy. We know it because we have a posuk. The Beis Halevi has a big, 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 in his Maimer of Betochen, he discusses this, and we know it, we see it from ourselves. Azeh Yusod Godel. If you want to hear it, you can hear it. You don't want to hear it, you don't want to hear it. It's a kashe, it's avoid a mod kashe. No one's saying this is easy. But that's the yesod. Yeah, but before we go weiter, let's kill the cockroaches so we can go weiter.
Two very different questions. Number one, this seems to be saying that I should change to Hashem.
No one ever said you should do anything. Don't use the word should. Okay, no one's asking you to do anything.
Okay,
you can defend your right to be miserable as long as you want. No one's going to interfere with
this. This is telling me that if I give thanks to Hashem, I will get buffed. But then I'm not being genuine in giving thanks to Hashem. I'm giving thanks to Hashem because I want the cola machine. I want a cola. Not because I want to thank Hashem genuinely for what I have. That's one.
Real, ideal process. Can you do me a big favor?
If it's big.
It is. Bring me a chavis full of base. There's one over there, Mustamna. That's Aleph. No, there's a base. Give me the bigger one. My arms are not
sweet. And then the second question is really like sadness. That's it. But not a bodhisattva. Like the thing that takes away bracha most is sadness. Like really? I mean, he's saying it's a monthly truth, but really more than bowing down and punching.
We see sadness to pass up to the Bodhisattva in a certain sense.
You can say whatever you want. I don't know. You can say whatever you want. I'm trying to learn the same for you. You can say whatever you want. Bring me a McCall for what you say. Learn the Sugya properly. Understand it to its Roshan. You can say whatever you want. I'm not here to argue with anybody. If you have a McCall for that, Gevaldik.
Certainly not.
We know that anger for sure is an aspect of a Bodhisattva because Chazal told us, the Pesukim tell us.
Nothing brings. Obviously, worrying and recognizing if you didn't think that you know and talking.
I wanted to do this for a while already. Whatever, I keep forgetting, but the question keeps coming up, so let's just. In Shtar Cheshbon HaNefesh, which we eventually will get there sometime, hopefully.
Stay tuned.
And then you'll understand what Cheshbon HaNefesh is, not what everyone tells you it is. I just want to show you one Nakudiya in the Heilige Chayil of Salvavas. Now, Eifen Esrim, listen, because you've been asking this question a lot as well, and he just raised it down, his first question. Eifen Esrim ve'echad hu. Cheshbon ha'nefesh shel Adam la'aso is la'atzmo la'eza darga ve'yoyche la'geir ba'avodas Hashem. Person has to decide, he has to set for himself a certain level that he wants to achieve in avodas Hashem. Now, how do you go about doing that? First of all, get used to, habituate yourself. Avodas Hashem that is within your ability. That's what we call in this environment real. Do what you're capable of doing constantly. This area that you're trying to achieve. This ideal you're trying to get to. Put all your koichas and energy into doing something you're capable of doing. Actually, tassel on a hegel until it's become completely habituated. Then Then try and achieve levels that are a little bit beyond your real. Start taking steps out of real in the direction of ideal. You're now going beyond yourself, because otherwise you'll just always be where you are. You can't go anywhere without real, ideal process. If you stay in real, you'll always just be who you are. If you keep dreaming about ideal, nothing's going to happen. You need the process. You need to start taking one step out of your abilities and going a little bit further. But first, you have to work on real and get real fully concentrated and settled. And you have to mamash yearn in your heart to get there. But you got small steps. Then you have to plan. Now you're working out. How am I going to get there? You're sitting down and you're developing the process. And then you beg Hashem to help you get to this level that's above your ability to get there, in your deer and in Maisa. I can't even think about it. It's so far away from me. Not just, well, I did it a few times. I didn't get this. I'm giving up. I tried that. It didn't work. No, Tomit. Hashem will open up for you the ability, the seichel, the limbs that you need to go level after level over level in keeping his Torah and his mitzvahs above your abilities. But it starts with doing what you can do. It's a dogma. Person wants to learn a certain malacha, chokhma. I want to do this. We're not totally relevant to us, but it ends off in the most mind-blowing hydrogen bomb line that I've seen anywhere. Certainly in the Chumash Sulavov. So that's what's good. Just to do this. I'll give an example. Somebody wants to learn a certain art, a certain wants to become a doctor, whatever. When he first starts learning how to be a carpenter or whatever it is, he's going to do a little bit of it. He doesn't know how to do it all. If he'd been also, according to his understanding, he's even doing less than what he's able to do. He just doesn't know how to do it. But he has the ability to do it, he just doesn't know how to do it. So he's doing it. Al malachte, as he starts understanding this more and he starts spending more time on this malacha, even the professor doctor, he's only there because of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, not because he's clever or because he learned hard, because he's a good doctor. It's because of Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him das lahavines yosoidus hamalacha v'es klalaya. He'll be able to start being machadish things that no one ever taught him before. He'll start doing new types of surgery. He'll start making new types of wooden structures that he's a carpenter that no one ever thought of doing. That's how inventions come about. He's learning certain chokhmah. He's learning handasa. What's handasa? Better man. Engineering. Eina moriyecha lamadoto b'tchilas limuda es handasa imris. The guy arrives at university first. He can't start teaching you the deepest secrets of engineering. He starts teaching him the basic principles according to what he can imagine for himself and what he's able to grasp. Euclides, what was his name? Euclides. Euclides, the Greek, whatever, he wrote a book on engineering. I'm sure you all read it at some place, geometry, whatever. Because now, after a while, he starts really understanding practical engineering, or whatever it is, doesn't matter. Now, he's really keen. He's going to be the top guy in the class. Yeah, so he starts putting in effort and learning. And he's mamish alacritus with his learning, and he starts wanting to understand new things. And as a boy, listen carefully. The most unbelievable. I was like, this doesn't shock you. Nothing will. As a byron nice and lodasla having gamis and the sinus. That's not understanding the inner workings of engineering. It's not understanding the physics of engineering. It's not understanding Newton and Einstein and all the secrets hidden in, well, how does that bridge stay up there, huh? First time I went to New York, we went over the George Washington Bridge. I was speechless. I mean, totally speechless. He then couldn't understand what I was talking about because he drove over there every day for like 40 years. I said, just stop. I have to look at this thing. It's unbelievable. The Brooklyn Bridge, how do they do that? How does it stay up there? There's a million cars going over this thing every day. It spans like just a couple of kilometers and there's nothing holding it up. It's a mummish, mind-boggling. You ever been there? You know what I'm talking about? Mind-boggling. How do those bridges stay up there? I was too scared to go on the bridge. It's a million tons of cars and trucks and whatever on the bridge at one time. It's like in a pukkake waiting for this thing to fall into the river down there. You don't want to swim in that river.
100 years.
Yeah. Oh, even today, it's just, that's unbelievable. How did that and understand the depth, wasn't it? Now he starts strengthening and increasing his knowledge. Whatever that means, he can now in his own ability start inventing and coming up with new awesome things. Yeah. Listen to these words. There's a chovus of avos. It's almost nevuah from Hashem. You know what it says? But where did it start? Where did this almost nevuah start for this engineer? Being real. He started off. The teacher can't teach him too much. So give him the basic principles, you know? 90 degrees, you know, they're just my principles. He starts with real. If he started, yeah, with this kimat nevu, he wouldn't even got the basics. You have to start with real. Whether it's in avodas Hashem or whether it's in becoming an engineer, whatever it is, you have to start somewhere. So how do you do this? I don't know. Go home, sit down, decide that you want to do it first of all. If you decide there's something you want to do, start working on it. Start thinking about it. Next time you open up the fridge and there's milk there, say thank you to Hashem. Start small. Start with things you can do. Don't start with things you can't do. Start with things you can do and get those clear. When that's hair goal, then you can start right now. I told you, Refine Waxman told the story. He was driving the car and there was a woman sitting in the back and had an accident. And as that accident happened, this woman screamed, thank you, Hashem. He might carve her in a voice. She'd been working on this. It's not something that you wing. You know, the crunching sound of metal is busy crunching around you and the glass is breaking. You scream, thank you, Hashem. 5 minutes later, anyone can say thank you, Hashem, when they're crawling there without a scratch. But while it's happening, that's a lot of hard work. But onward, just become aware of your reality. That's how you start doing this. If there's another way, I'd love to hear it. I don't know any other way to do anything, to change anything other than get in touch with where you are, work out where you want to go, and then sit down and work out a plan, how you're going to get there. But it starts with being real. Who am I? What am I? No matter how disappointing it is, no matter how painful it is, no matter how low you think you are and everyone's higher than you, accept real. Then you can start working. Without that, you're finished. Can't do anything. Then you have to wait for somebody to come and redeem you. That's Christianity. Christianity denies process. They deny it. So you never change. You need someone to change for you. You're not Christians. We believe in the process of change. You have to change. But that's a chovus of avos. You've been arguing with me. Where's the source for real ideal process? The chovus of one, the Mrs. Shrom is another one. They're all, every Muslim sefer works on that principle. Some of them tell you, he tells us later on in the game, but this is like right towards the end of the sefer. I would have thought that would have made a, you should have been in the block, in the Hagdama to the Hagdama. But he assumed that we knew it. Moira. No, Moira. That's horrible. That's Kimat Kenavua. Steve Jobs was Korov Lenavua. Look at the Miflava. Do you understand these words? That's what he just said. You want to read it again? Steve Jobs took something that no one ever heard of. No one ever knew about it. He mastered the art of whatever it was that he was dealing with. He went to a level that no one ever knew before, and he invented a thing like this. Who could have even thought of such a thing? Who could have even imagined such a thing, let alone go ahead and make it? The first heart transplant. Who could have imagined you could do such a thing?
Dr. Christian Bernard. Dr. Christian Cape Town.
Barnard or whatever.
Cape Town.
I think we can go ahead. Then in Cape Town, which is a place that's very hard to do anything because it's so beautiful, it's very hard to do anything functional there. And so he worked out how to do it. He took medicine to a level that the Chovas HaLevava says is kimat nevuah miyashem. It's not nevuah. Nevuah requires other things besides just being clever. But he's using it. I mean, that's a marshal for us. We have to learn. Rav Avigdor Miller testified about himself that when he's in Slobodka, he lay on the ground with a daisy. Looking at a daisy, the way you're supposed to look at a daisy, the way the Shara Bechina tells you how to look at a daisy. And he came to levels Korov LeNevuah. He testified about himself. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know. Look at a, first of all, I don't know how you look at a daisy for 2 hours. I got mad. Absolutely stark. That's like a punishment, you know. You've been sentenced to 2 hours alone with a daisy. You know, mamish, get out of your mind. He spent 2 hours lying on the ground in a field in Slobodka, looking at a daisy, and he came to a level that he himself said, and he never lied, Karuv Lenavua. He said, the only charot he ever had in his life was that he never did it again. I don't know what that means, but I'm just telling you that there's work to be done. The Chofetz Chaim used to go into the forest for hours and work on betochen. What? The Chofetz Chaim had problems with betochen? Yeah, because you could never. These things are always is more and more and more and more and more and more. It's an ongoing process. Isaac Stern was the greatest, arguably the greatest violinist in the world. He used to practice 8 hours a day. What are you practicing? He's not better than you. What are you practicing for? Because when you're trying to become a master at something, there's no end. You remember the definition of maturity? Yeah? It's something that a child can't do, that an adult can do in an ever-increasing range. If it's something you can do and that's it, you can only do it like this. That has nothing to do with maturity. A child can do that. Maturity is about doing something that a child can't do that you can continually go up the ladder in. Endless. Same here. But what does it start with? Okay, so where am I really holding? I've got to remember that every time something good's happening to me, it's coming from a gate that was closed that opened. And I want to put my foot in the door and keep that gate open, because once it's open, I can start, because I can keep this thing that I've got, and I can start going there and hopping other things. Like he just did. He just had a gate open for him. Yeah, put your foot in the door, and while you're there, take everything. Everybody's ever married off a child, you know this. When you're busy with Shidduchim, the Shara Shemaim are open, take whatever you want. Your pickers used to say that all the time, don't be a fool. The Malachim are laughing at you. Go in there and take whatever you need. The gate's open. Turn off to the wedding, it shuts again. You have a bracha, little bracha, whatever happens, put your foot in the door and keep it open. How do you do that? Shtevach v'idol l'kodesh bo. I'll tell you another. You know what that reminds me of? The guy gets up, he gives a 2-hour lecture. Any questions? The guy puts up his hand, he says, I just got one question. I didn't understand the bit you said after good morning. Shnia, shnia.
Shevach v'hoidah.
Shevach v'hoidah. If you'll come sit at the table and stop being, if you come sit at the table and you won't be Polish Minat Sibu, then you'll maybe understand what we're talking about. Yeah. It was nice to hear your voice. It's been a while. That's the secret. I'll tell you another secret. Miz Moshe Leyom HaShabbos, Toiv Lahoides Lashem Ulazame Lashimcha Elyoin. How do you translate the Toiv there? Adam Arishon, this was Adam Arishon's Tshuva song, yeah? This was Adam Arishon's Tshuva song. So what did he discover? Miz Moshe Leyom HaShabbos, Toiv Lahoides Lashem. It's a good thing to praise Hashem. He just learned that. Wow, a good thing? Toiv is hot. Toiv is a big word. Hashem says, the world's Toiv. I don't need to get to Mitsuyan. And Toiv's good enough for me. Hashem says, Toiv means, what does Toiv mean? It's a good thing to do. There are a lot of good things to do, but there's also a good thing to do. Toiv always means Tachlis. It's the purpose of this thing. Lo Toiv es Adam Levado means it's not good for man to be alone. No. It means a man can't fulfill his purpose if he's alone. That means it's not a good thing. When Hashem says something's good, it means it can fulfill its purpose. Hashem's Vayashem is all ki toiv. It means, oh, well done. Pat him on the back. I made a good lot. Know what it means? It means this thing that I made is now able to fulfill its purpose. It's perfect. When your kid comes home from school and you got taught, you belt him. You know, say, why aren't you working harder? Because there's a whole lot of things above toiv. Hashem only had toiv and toiv ma'od, which is just an extension of toiv. It's not another thing, toiv ma'od. Toiv means that's the purpose. Toiv lahoides l'Hashem. Adam Arishon came to the corner that the only reason I'm in this world is lahoides l'Hashem ulazama l'Hashem v'elyon. That's a purpose. That's why we're here. To recognize Hashem. L'tet shevach v'hidoya. But start small. Start small. Start focusing on the fact that whenever you're worrying about something. Now, if you use the worry correctly, we've spoken about it many times, so that's good. You have a problem and you're worried about it. Yeah. Take that worry and turn it into tefillah. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. Go back and look up. Maybe Bitsar. The bank manager's trying to get hold of you. It's a bit scary and you're worried. Okay. So there's Bitsar, there's Shah, there's Saka, there's Naka, there's all. Don't let the sadness be the goal. The goal's not sadness. Sadness is a catalyst to davening. Once you've davened, you know everything's fine, taken care of. Then you start worrying again the next day. You turn it into Twitter. You're not going to be worry-free. That's not that no one's goal here right now is to be worry-free. The dog is way beyond us. Our job is to worry, to turn the worry into Twitter through Bitalka. You have Moedika gave us unbelievable Maftayach here. Say, thank you. Which two things? When you're happy about something you've got, it brings bracha in its wake. When you're sad about something, it brings bad in its wake. So if you want bracha, be happy.
If you want bracha, say
bracha. No, it's recognizing the good and being besimcha about it that leads to the oido.
Nifnas a few seconds off meeting the baby. Sacrator in my arms and
sucker for punishment.
No. Unbelievable.